USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Making it easier for Democrats to raise the debt ceiling, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is offering Democrats a deal to use normal procedures to pass an emergency debt limit extension at a fixed dollar amount to cover current spending levels into December. The change of heart may have come down after Democrats were talking about doing away with the 60-vote filibuster rule. At least 15 souls, including 8 children, were killed and 200 injured after a 5.9 magnitude earthquake hit southwestern Pakistan in the early hours of Thursday morning. The quake also caused power outages and damages across Harnai in northern Pakistan. A district court judge issued a temporary restraining order blocking Texas heartbeat abortion law late Wednesday night. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman said a person's right under the Constitution to choose to obtain an abortion prior to fetal viability is well established. This is USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.